You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. All right, the meeting is over, the Marathon City Council meeting today. As Alderman, we're talking to Superintendent David Brown about plans for fighting violence over the 4th of July weekend. The chairman of the Committee on Public Safety joins us now, Alderman Chris Taliaferro. Alderman, welcome.
Hey, well, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
I don't know if the clock is official, but I heard it was a 6-hour and 8-minute meeting. Does that sound about right to you?
That does. It started at 11 this morning.
And you called it because of your position as the committee chair. Did you support the idea of a meeting?
No, I didn't. I didn't call the meeting. The special meeting was called by Alderman Ray Lopez.
I'm sorry. Did you support the idea of a meeting?
I do support the idea of a meeting, but I don't support the idea of having it today.
What do you mean? Explain for me.
Well, I think we could have had this meeting much before, you know, the eve of a weekend, the eve of the 4th of July weekend. I believe this meeting could have been had early in the week or even last week. But at the same time, you know, I think it must be said that the superintendent has been addressing city council members by way of meeting and briefings as to his weekend plan and as to his ongoing plan in the city and as to this weekend. I know for a fact we've had at least 2 or 3 briefings on that, and also the individual briefings by our commanders with regard. So, you know, could the meeting, I do support the conversation and the purpose of the meeting, but these meetings have been had also. And our commanders are always available for us to get any information that we may need, as well as our superintendent.
All right, so then are you telling me that, well, I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but was this all theater on the part of the alderman who pushed for it?
No, I won't say that. We have a lot of aldermen that are very concerned, and I don't want to take away from their individual concern because those are real. So I won't say that I can look into the motive of anyone without saying it with assurance, and I can't do that.
Okay, let me ask. Alderman. No, please go ahead.
I do want to say that, you know, there were some legitimate concerns that were addressed today. But I believe the focus of today was this weekend and this weekend, the possibility of the violence of this upcoming weekend. And we veered away from that quite a bit. And that tells me one thing. That tells me that these issues have not gone away. And they're issues that are very prevalent with a lot of my colleagues. And they need to be addressed on an ongoing basis rather than the eve of a holiday weekend.
Okay, I want to head toward that veer in a minute. But just one more then. Do you think that the city will be safer after having had this meeting today?
You know what? I don't think it's going to be any safer because the plan that the police department has had in place was put into place prior to this weekend. And I don't think this meeting has changed that. But what this meeting will do is give some assurances to our aldermen about the plan itself. And I think that, and not just aldermen, but because it's what's carried publicly, it may give our constituents an idea of what that plan is as well.
What do you think of the superintendent's statement that this city council meeting was keeping him away from critical planning time?
I agree with him. That's why, and you know, that's one of the basis of why I say it was ill-timed and that this meeting could have been had last week. And so when you take away from the folks that really need to be planning what's going on in the city, I would rather them be doing that, especially given the fact that we could have done this prior to today's date.
Okay.
And coupled with the fact that the superintendent has already briefed us, and his commanders have already briefed us on the plans that they have in their respective district, which encompasses our wards. So, yes, I believe the superintendent could have been better served in his command staff, could have been better served, and our residents could have been better served with our superintendent's leadership being on the street and planning for this weekend's activity.
Had the commanders and the superintendent briefed all 50 aldermen, or did you and a few others stand out?
the opportunity was there for all 50 aldermen.
So then I really...
Not all aldermen did attend, and not all aldermen knew about it or may have known about it. So the opportunity has always been presented, and believe it or not, our superintendent, in the style of leadership that he has an open, I shouldn't say an open door, but certainly an open phone policy to where each and every one of us can call and do call.
Well, then I'm going to go back to this idea that this meeting was called for politics and TV appearances rather than public safety. You're still not going to go that far.
You know, I don't want to go that far because I don't want to question the motives of my colleague.
You don't want to go that far, but would someone who said that be wrong?
It would be wrong if there were ulterior motives. You know, you don't use this opportunity, nor do you use your colleagues to further advance any ulterior motive that you may have. Our concern, and I say this for all 50 aldermen, our concern needs to be the 50 to 57,000 residents in our wards, and which includes our police officers, because they too live in our wards. That needs to be our concern. And so any ulterior motive, I would, you know, other than the fact that we need to be concerned about weekend violence and summer violence and what we're doing about it, anything outside of that, for personal gain or for political gain or because you have a beef with the administration or beef with the superintendent, we should not be pawns in your game, and I refuse to be a pawn in that game, and I refuse the Committee of Public Safety to be a pawn in that game. But I don't want to question any motives of my colleagues, and I would hope to feel that I hope with all sincerity that this meeting was called strictly for the purpose for what was stated in the agenda, and that was to call attention to the possibility of weekend violence and what we are doing about it.
We're talking to 29th Ward Alderman Chris Taliaferro, the chair of the Public Safety Committee. Alderman, I'm really glad to talk to you because I think the superintendent is painted in many ways by his critics in the city council. So emphasize for me again the fact that he is accessible, and he has been talking to aldermen. And what is the plan for this weekend?
Well, I think that's one of the most important things that any leader can do is just to make themselves accessible. And he does that for each and every one of us. And as he's described to us in very much detail in the beginning of his meeting, without giving specific numbers, he's employed in his command staff have employed what they believe is going to be a fruitful plan, and that's saturating areas that are prevalent or prone to violence. And they're, you know, especially in light of using a data-driven method, they're looking at where their numbers are, they're looking at where the crimes are, and they're employing people to those areas to help prevent it. Visibility is very important, and I say when you have a number of our police officers leaving the department, we're depleting our 13,500 down to, as our superintendent said, 12,000. Mm. And when you have that, you have less visibility.
Alderman, do you think there should be a similar meeting next week with State's Attorney Kim Fox about her handling of the State's Attorney's Office and prosecutions?
You know, I sincerely thank our superintendent of police and our state's attorney and our chief judge. I really need to sit down and have a conversation about how we can further advance this city. Now, I do believe that all of them, rather than not the chief judge himself, and not the, you know, from a judicial standpoint, but our state's attorney and our police department or police superintendent have to get away from, you know, placing blame on the other organization or the other entity and work together. I think Alderman Jeanette Taylor said it very clearly. You know, neither one can accomplish what we need them to accomplish by, number one, acting alone, but number two, blaming the other.
That's Alderman.
And so they have to work together.
Alderman Chris Taliaferro, the 29th Ward. Listen, Alderman, I hope it is a safe holiday weekend for you and the 50,000 people who live in your ward, for all of us in the city of Chicago. Thanks very much for talking about the meeting today.
Hey, no problem at all, and thank you for having me again.
Absolutely. We're going to head into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom coming up.
WGN.